Corey, why is prophecy always seem to be scary, doom and gloom? You know, when are the ascended masters or anybody else going to be able to say, hey, don't worry, life will be great for all of you? How come that never happens?
Well, there's also good prophecies in here, too, as well. On the website, I've listed a few of them, but primarily what they also talked about is that they said that we were entering into a new time and that this was going to be a period of cooperation, not competition.
You've got an area here called Shalaha.
Shalaha,
Shalaha.
Yeah. Shalaha, that is a Golden City vortex. It is located in Montana, primarily in Montana, parts of Idaho, small bit of Oregon, little bit of Washington.
What is this city?
Well,
this vortex.
These are the Golden City vortices, and the masters were very specific in giving this information as well. There are areas on the Earth where certain ley lines intersect, and the Earth's energy is interacting with the master's energy to create areas that will be protected during the times of changes. Now, I've gone in through and around the work many, many times to say, are they saying they're geophysically protected? But in the beginning work, they say they are spiritually protected.
Now, tell me, how does this all work in terms of dimensions and what's out there, this consciousness that you've brought up before, which a lot of people seem to be bringing up now?
Yes.
What's out there, your opinion?
Well, in the Golden City vortexes, which is really interesting, they symbolize, their structure symbolizes the dimensions. And they said that there'd be three-sided pyramids. And then there'd be the one capstone on top, and people can see that on the website what that formation looks like. But that is a symbol which represents the third dimension moving into the fourth and onward to the fifth dimension.
Who's going to build these pyramids?
They already are built.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're already built. These are geophysical areas that are open for all of us to go and sense the energies in. And so it is pretty interesting. They're large. They're about 270 miles across, about 250 miles high. They're known as the Crystal Cities.
Where are they?
There's five of them in the United States. There's 51 of them total throughout the whole world. And it's a very unique body of information, and I hope to be publishing a book in the next couple of years, which will give more information about this.
These are physical structures?
Well, they are in the physical, but yet they are also in the fifth dimension. And in the beginning work, they described them like as a thin sheet of mica that would separate them from the physical world and the spiritual world. And one way that I can kind of compare it is in the book of Revelation, John talks about the great cities. He talks about the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. And I've wondered, is that what they're trying to describe? You know, is a whole other dimension to us?
Yeah, but I mean, you're saying these structures are there now?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, in the physical. And
I've never seen one, or most people probably haven't seen one.
Well, they are sensed, George. It's something that when you enter into them, you sense them at an energy level. People that are real sensitive to these types of energies can actually feel when they enter into a Golden City vortex when they leave one. I've had a couple of people tell me that they actually do see them.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's not like a Egyptian pyramid.
Yeah, it's more of an... I don't want to call it ESP, but more of a psychic ability to sense it.
You have to perceive it?
Yeah, sense it. You use a more developed ability, you know, to sense these things.
Who built them?
Well, as I understand it, these are part of the Earth's energy grid. And because the Earth is also moving up in its evolutionary process, It is Mother Earth.
I mean, are these natural structures?
Yes. Yes, it's a vortex. And, you know, a vortex is an energy body, and it moves like in a funnel type.
All right, well,
movement.
Now I follow you. Now it's probably there.
They're fascinating. It's very, very fascinating work, and there's five of them in the United States. There's one in Arizona, New Mexico.
Can they be found specifically with equipment?
Yes, they can. And actually, I met a gentleman who, at the time, had been in Russia, and evidently Russia maps all their vortices. They're much more advanced.
Is there one down in Homestead, Florida?
Well, there's small ones everywhere, you know. But these are a specific type of vortex, and there's all different types of different vortexes. And I'm not an authority by any means, but I know a little bit about the Golden City vortices. But there's another one in Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana. There's another one in Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. The one, Shalaha, that we spoke about up in Montana. And then another one in Colorado.
Well, the reason I brought up Florida is because of the Coral Castle there that was built a long time ago by a fellow by the name of Ed Leedskalden, who claims that he built it there because of these vortexes.
Well, I could believe that. And sometimes you run into small vortices, you know. They say that they can be masculine or feminine. And sometimes that depends also on the types of mineral deposits, you know, that they're near as well. One theory is that they seem to channel wherever there's iron.
If you were in one of them, or in the middle of all of them, what would happen to you?
Well, you feel a higher energy. And one of the first things that I've heard a lot of people comment, they hear kind of a high-pitched ringing in their ears, a buzz. The high frequency. The other thing is that people say that when they travel to them and they sleep in a vortex, Golden City vortex, that they have unusual dreams.
Does it heal them? I mean, if you're dying of some disease?
Now, that's one of the prophecies that they said in the future that we would see a lot of instant healing that would happen in the Golden Cities.